I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side. Joining me again is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
So Lexmark has lost another CEO. What the heck is going on at that company? And should the employees be concerned about it?
Well, the employees are definitely somewhat concerned because there's a lot of them, and these are some of the better jobs in Lexington. Lexmark is a big employer. There's around 2,300 employees, and more than 1,500 of them locally are engineers. So these are nice jobs that are, you know, probably start in the 70,000 or 80,000 range and go, you know, some of them I'm sure well above six figures. You know, that's every one of those represent a household in the community. They also represent tax revenue for local government, and that we want all of those jobs to stay here, and those employees want to stay here too. But things have been shaky a little bit lately, or just they don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, David Reeder, who only been on the job for a short while, announced last week that rather abruptly that he's resigning his post.
Well, it was sudden. Last Wednesday morning, Lexmark put out a release saying that that Reeder had moved on for personal reasons. The board wished him well. No explanation beyond that, but he had only assumed the CEO's position last November, and that was when Lexmark was acquired by a Chinese investment group and went from being a public company, which it had been for 20-odd years, to being a privately held company owned by Chinese, but with significant American oversight were part of the terms of the deal.
And in the interim, we have a management team that will be taking over.
Well, there, Lexmark will be looking for a new CEO, but in the interim, management team will be Brock Saladin, who is a senior vice president and chief revenue officer, and Alan Wagerman, senior vice president and chief technology officer. And Reeder, he had been the company chief financial officer for a year, a year and a half before he became CEO. And when he came in, company officials were really excited about that, and they were telling us he was just an energetic, positive force, and they were very happy about him becoming their CEO. So we're kind of wondering what happened that led to his sudden departure.
Especially the man who had held the job before, Paul Rook, had been CEO for a long time at Lexmark.
Well, Rook had been in the seat for 6 years, and he had overseen some transition. The company adopted a new strategy, and they acquired some software companies. So they went from being primarily just a printer company that had this physical product and selling printers and ink to more of an information management company. They broadened the scope of what they're doing so that they were trying to help companies everywhere manage all of the information that was passing through the printers at some form or at some point in the process. You know, these companies that they acquired just would handle scanning a document in, and then it could ship out and be processed automatically and go to whatever departments it needed to. You could print it out at a distant location and have security and control of your information. But the transaction that took them private into Chinese ownership has been a move that should be good for the company, because there is no dominant printer provider in the Chinese market, which nowadays is a very large market. The Chinese economy and business world has grown tremendously over the last three decades.
Where do you see the company going from here? Change is never easy, and you've got a change coming at the very, very top. As you mentioned, 2,300 employees locally. Where do you think Lexmark? Where do you think they're going to be in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, that's the disconcerting thing. For Lexington as a whole, and for the employees especially, is they don't know exactly right now. It seems that they would stay on the same course that they have set out on, and that is to become the primary printer supplier to the Chinese market, and that could be a good lucrative thing. The jobs here in Lexington are the research and development jobs. They don't make printers here; they design the printers. And that's the crucial thing to keeping your product efficient and competitive in the marketplace. And so the brain power of the company is here in Lexington, and the commitment is to keep it here under the terms under which the Chinese companies acquired it. But they have now sold off this software arm that had been acquired under Paul Rook's administration.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest again on the business side has been the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Have a great week ahead.
You too, Alan. Always nice to talk to you.
And a reminder, you can hear our full conversation at WUKY.org.